My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Special Heating and Cooling Company of the Junkies. It's time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline. And I don't know if we've ever used the guest hotline for an overseas call, an international call, but we're doing it now for our friend Pete Haley.
You don't think we have for World Cup calls?
I don't know, maybe.
I bet we have.
Pete Haley is our official Paris Olympics correspondent, and he's coming to you live from France. It's Pete Haley from NBC Sports.
Hey, buddy.
Long time no hear, Pete.
Long time, man.
Bonjour, junkies. I'm weirdly nervous for this. I haven't done a radio hit probably since the last time I talked to you guys or B Mission Finley, and my heart is kind of pounding. My adrenaline's going, and I'm on my hotel Wi-Fi, so I think I'm not getting charged like $1,000 to make this call, but okay. If I do, it's worth it.
Is it a foofy, bougie hotel that you're staying in?
Right.
Yes, it's quite nice. They have us in really good accommodations. We're about 15 minutes from our set in Trocadero, which is right by the Eiffel Tower. And Paris is fantastic. I've been here since Saturday. We had our flight issues with the stupid CrowdStrike issue, and I'll be here through the Olympics 24 consecutive nights in the City of Light.
Is this Pete Haley's first foray over to Europe? Or I mean, you're kind of a fancy lad. Have you done some overseas traveling before this?
I went to Copenhagen and Stockholm a couple months ago with my girlfriend, which was a great preview. I hadn't really done Europe before then, so it was a good kind of way to get accustomed to, they have different outlets here, or the tops on their plastic water bottles, they don't come off. They actually stay on to prevent litter. I'm holding it up to the camera here on Monumental Sports, my former workplace.
All right.
So there were little lessons that I learned in that trip that I'm applying to this one. But Paris is certainly different. The language barrier is tough.
Yeah.
I'm weirdly having like a desire to speak in Spanish when they talk to me, because I went to Mexico City and I was very focused on Spanish, of course, when I went there last summer. So now a lady asked me if I wanted a quiche warmed up at one point, and I responded by saying "see" instead of "we," which was weird. Right. And I keep wanting to say "hola" instead of "bonjour." I'm very nervous about like embarrassing myself, but so far,
that's
good.
Funny. So, what's your schedule? I mean, how many different events are you going to be at each day? How far away do you have to travel to see some of these events? Or are you staying right there in Paris?
So, yeah, I'm right in the heart of it. But my role here as a researcher, I'm working on this guy. I don't know if you've heard of him, Cakes. Mike Tirico.
I have heard of this person. Yes.
Mike Tirico. He's hosting on NBC and Peacock every night a show called Prime Time in Paris. It's going to run from 8 to 11 your time. The only issue, that's 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Paris time. So my shifts are going to be like 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. I'm basically going to be working reverse. But Tirico will be the host of that show. Snoop Dogg will be a correspondent. And it's basically kind of showcasing the best of the day's action. So live sports will be happening all throughout the day. But on Prime Time in Paris every night, they'll be showing the best gold medal race. They'll be showing kind of new interviews that we've gotten since then. And I'll be researching there with Tirico, kind of helping him or helping people help him tell those stories the best. And unfortunately, with that weird schedule, I won't be able to see a lot of events. But I do think I put in a request with one of my buddies here. We're going to go see the BMX freestyle gold medal competition.
What are you, 15?
Like 10 days or something.
You're going to see a BMX competition?
That'd be pretty cool, though.
It was limited. The selection was limited. I mean, there are 30 plus sports, but with what our schedule is and getting around Paris, that was the one that made the most sense. But yeah, everything from archery. I heard you guys talking about breaking. That's happening. 3x3 basketball. It's not 3-on-3 basketball. It's 3x3 basketball. Uh-huh. All the way up to, you know, the more well-known events, gymnastics, swimming, etc.
Are you going to go watch the golf? And how far away is the golf course?
The golf is, I haven't even looked at that. I know I'm not going to be able to get there. And yeah. I don't even want to like try and tempt myself. But while we're talking about venues, weirdly enough, and I'm just so happy to be talking to the Junkies right now. This feels so
happy to have you, but it's been too long.
The surfing competition, it's happening in Tahiti, which is almost 10,000 miles away from Paris. It's the furthest between a venue and a Olympic event in the history of these great games. So it's not the Le Golf National. It's not as far as that, Jason, but it might as well be. Yeah.
See, who gives you research nuggets like that other than Pete Haley?
It's pretty great.
I mean, that's just a good nugget. This is what I do now. I didn't even know surfing was an Olympic event.
Yeah,
until
I didn't
Pete
either.
Haley just
How long
us.
Has it been an Olympic event?
So surfing and these games, Colin Jost, who works on Saturday Night Live, married to Scarlett Johansson, he's going to be our surfing correspondent. Surfing is making its second appearance at the Olympic Games. It debuted in Tokyo.
Are you going to get any reprieve from, I support the Olympics. It's great. I'd be a little Olympic doubt, though, if I was there for 30 days or whatever, like you are. When your shift's over, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do at 5 a.m.?
This music, I believe, is called Bugler's Dream, by the way. Maybe not as beloved by EB as the Masters music, but it's pretty damn good music.
I must admit, I like it.
Yeah, I feel super patriotic. I want to wear a gold medal around my neck right now and sing the anthem. I'm not going to get a ton of reprieve. I think it's work 5 to 5. Stumble home in the morning in Paris while everybody else is out getting their cappuccinos, sleep from like 6 to 1 p.m., and then maybe have like a couple hours to walk around. I've been trying to explore a little bit before the games really
get
going.
You know what that sounds like?
That's going to be weird.
A lot of whistling.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that...
I will not comment on that.
I have to ask you this, Pete. Does your hotel room have a no-sex bed or a regular bed? Like, I know that... I'm not buying the no sex beds at the Olympics, by the way, because I saw like a British diver do flips on his bed. It seemed like you could do a lot on that bed, if you know what I'm saying.
My bed is like two twin beds jammed together, but it's jammed together so well that I originally thought it was a king bed. So I don't feel the humps or the bumps. It's a very nice bed.
But I'm guessing it's going to be sexless.
Oh, it is the most sexless bed in Paris. There's going to be no action. I like kind of smell bad already. I'm trying to manage my clothes so I don't have to do laundry here. So I'm rewearing a lot of stuff early on before we get to the actual work.
Hold on. Now we need to pump the brakes. You're staying in a foof hotel, a bougie hotel in Paris. And you're doing it on NBC's dime. I know.
Yeah.
Can't you just like bag up your laundry and have them take care of it for you?
So I can. We get a per diem. NBC is very nice about that. The hotel laundry is expensive, and then there are also laundromats But again, the barrier here, the language barrier in Mexico City, everybody spoke Spanish but tried to speak English. Here, you're just as liable to get someone who has no idea what English is versus someone who does. So I'm just trying to avoid that at all costs. I have plenty of collared shirts. I got some new boxers leading into this. Pants and shorts might be reworn 3 to 4 to 7 times, but I'm probably gonna have to do laundry at some point. So I'm already starting to get kind of some unfortunate smells, I'll say. And I wanted to say another point I wanted to make in terms of my walking around Paris before the games really start. And also I want to talk about the Olympic ceremonies, the opening ceremonies on Friday. I have a lot of talking points. Okay. This is, I'm running the show here.
Good. That's what we want.
in DC, I love DC to death. The monuments are cool there. Paris, the landmarks and monuments make DC look like Des Moines, Iowa. Are you kidding me? The Arc de Triomphe and the Eiffel Tower. The Washington Monument might as well be 3 stories tall, and the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial, boring. These monuments, you know what? People know how to build things.
I don't know if I'm gonna stand for this sort of disrespect.
I mean, you're being
just,
honest.
You're just dissing the good old US of A, my friend.
So is it, mostly from a size perspective that you're blown away?
Just the size perspective, but also just like a grandeur. Like, these things are just gorgeous. They're intricate. The Washington Monument, it has different colors on it. They couldn't even get the stones all done properly. And I get there was like some issue with the war. Or I don't know what the hell was going on. But like,
I see what's happening
these people,
here.
These people have taste.
Pete Haley goes to the Louvre.
Why don't you just? Why don't you move there
once? And all of a sudden, he's cultured and he's too good for us. Is Pete Haley?
But Pete, the French do come over here and they say the same thing about, you know, like what you're saying about them.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just whatever's new. But time to explore, going way back to EB's original question, a little time to explore. But the opening ceremonies on Friday are basically an Olympic Games in and of themselves. And then we go for about 2.5 weeks covering sports day to day.
What did you mention already? I'm sorry if you did. Like, what is like Snoop's responsibility going to be during the opening ceremonies?
Yeah, so Snoop is going to be a hilarious and informative correspondent. He's going to kind of go around. We're going to use him as a roving reporter, and he's going to chime in on the Tirico Primetime in Paris show just with his insights. He's going to talk to athletes' families, give his impressions of the event. He's gone viral before talking about various Olympic sports, like talking about horses, crip walking and stuff. He's extremely funny and entertaining. So he's going to be doing that. Also, for the opening ceremonies on Friday, it's Tirico. And then, Case, you're going to like this. Kelly Clarkson is hosting, and then a guy named a guy named Peyton Manning is also hosting.
I've heard
that's going to be our trio. Man, three are going to be leading the show.
What about the chick star power from the podcast?
Alex Cooper.
Yeah,
call her daddy. There's going to be all types of stuff on Peacock. 5,000 plus hours. The Olympics overall on NBC and Peacock, 7,000 plus hours. But Alex Cooper, she's going to be hosting things on Peacock. There's also something called the Gold Zone. It's going to be like Red Zone, hosted by Scott Hansen, Andrew Siciliano, and various others, where they whip around to the most pressing events there on Peacock. So basically, for the people listening at home, you know, I wasn't the biggest Olympics guy before I got to NBC. Now being here, seeing how much freaking work goes into this, it is mind-boggling. I am the tiniest little Lego block on this Eiffel Tower's worth of work. Just the people who are devoting 18, 20, 22 hours a day, seeing Tirico prepare for this, being in meetings with these people, like, they live and breathe it. I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be cool. And like I said, random events, prime events. You got women's basketball, who is 55-0 in their last 55 Olympic Games. You got men's basketball trying not to blow it. You got Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, people trying to make history. It's very cool, and I think hope that, you know, once these opening ceremonies happen, people will buy in and be very revved up. Paris is an amazing backdrop for something as big as this.
Men's soccer actually starts today. I think I saw they play at 3:00.
Men's soccer and men's rugby both start today. Both play the hosts, Paris, so they're looking to kind of upset the Aperol cart, maybe, is a better way to say it, as I sound like a nerdy local news anchor. So, yeah. And soccer, it's interesting. It's a U23, under 23 designation, but you can have up to 3 players over that age. So the American soccer team, They are participating for the first time since the 2008 Beijing Games. They play France, Guinea, and New Zealand, and then they'll try to advance to the knockout stage from there. Another thing, the amount of countries, I think it's over 200. The opening ceremony is on Friday. There's going to be 80-plus boats. The opening ceremonies are on the river, the River Seine, not the River Seine, which I thought it was when I first read it. The River Seine.
It's definitely the river where Liam Neeson leaps onto the boat in Taken to get back his daughter. 100%.
Yes. There's Cakes' Taken reference of the day. You can cross that off your bingo card, everybody. There's so many countries that I've learned about. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a country. Timor-Leste. There's like Guinea, Papua New Guinea, Guinea-Bissau. I mean, there are so many countries on this planet, and some of them, most of them, are sending representatives here to try and put their place on the map.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a South Sudan until the U.S. played them.
Like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, and I can assure you LeBron and Steph Curry are more than familiar with them now after almost losing.
Are you going to be able to see any of the men's hoops?
So Friday night at the Olympic opening ceremonies, I won't be able to see the men's hoops, but afterward, there's a red carpet kind of before and after that will be broadcast and getting interviews. And one of my jobs there is post-Olympics, after the boats kind of return, we're hoping to talk to some U.S. athletes. I'll be with Melissa Stark, who is the Sunday Night Football sideline reporter. She's going to be running the red carpet there. So a lot of the Olympic athletes, kind of the big-time U.S. athletes, we're hoping to talk to. And I'm sure a lot of basketball athletes will be there. So maybe we'll interview them. Maybe I'll bump into them. But at the very least, hopefully I'll be in their general vicinity and can just look at how impressive and strong and cool they are.
Pete, I've only been to Paris once, and it was only to the airport because I connected there.
That doesn't count.
I get it. But but I've known a bunch of people that have gone up. My daughter went there when she was studying abroad, and I guess, I mean, I don't know if this is true for you know, most Americans over there, but she said that the French, now maybe in the hotels it's a lot different because you got to be very cordial, but the French really don't like Americans over there. Have you experienced any of that yet? I'm guessing not.
Monsieur Haley, we do not like this person.
So I haven't experienced any outright hatred, but it does feel a little jilted. Part of that's language. Part of that is, I guess, the way they are. French people love to smoke. They love to kind of talk in their language, and they love to hang out by themselves. I went out to dinner last night by myself because some of my coworkers were still grinding away, and I was doing stuff at the hotel. And it wasn't great. I mean, the guy and I could barely talk.
Yeah.
And one thing that over here that I thought I was going to like but don't is that the restaurants take a long time to give you your check. And if you don't ask for your check, they'll let you sit there for 90 minutes with your empty plate in front of you.
Right.
And I thought that'd be nice. Oh, I can sit on the street and look at the sights. It sucks. I finish my food. I want the food to be taken from me, and I want you to shove the check in my face so I can leave. So that's been an issue. But no hatred, Jason.
Okay.
And the concierges here are very nice. And but again, that's the hotel service industry. But so far, the people, I haven't had any weird interactions, but I'm sure I will because I'm here for what feels like maybe 6 months, and I'm bound to insult somebody by accident.
Hey, do you tip in restaurants over there? They don't take tips,
great,
do they?
Great question. Yeah, we had an orientation. Tipping on meals is not a custom. If you think you had good service, you can tip 5 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Tipping on drinks at the bar, you usually round up to the nearest euro. You don't tip based on a percentage. And if you get a coffee that you think was great, you can tip, 5 to 10 cents, euro cents. I don't even know what the hell they're called here, if it's just whatever. Tipping is a part of it, but not expected. So
right.
For the cheapskates like you guys would love it here.
Yeah, we certainly would. Hey, speaking of cheapskates, I'm not complaining about Peacock going up a few bucks. Jason is, but it's helping pay for all the research you're doing over there in Paris.
No wonder they bumped it by $2.
I'm happy to pay it, Pete. I'm happy to pay that
freight.
Yeah,
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry that you're bitter about it, but again, you'll get unprecedented coverage, and it's helping pay for my meals and my experience
and your laundry.
My stinky laundry, Jason. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you, I can wear stuff and not have Tirico yell at me because I smell bad. So get Peacock, enjoy NBC. It's on all day, all night. Friday, the opening ceremonies will be live, and then we'll rerun them in prime time. It's going to be your home. Your every TV in that studio, the ones that work at least, get Roger the Dodger to fix the ones that don't. You can be on NBC and just watching these games and learning about all these studs, these American studs.
And I believe the the Olympics officially start in about, I don't know, an hour and a half with soccer? Just reading the start times? Yep.
Yeah, I think 3 p.m. was the start time I saw. So, yeah, soccer, rugby, Saturday, kind of the first true day. Mm-hmm. You're going to have Katie Ledecky is going to be racing in the 400 freestyle. There are a couple of other just megastars in that race. When they race in the World Championships in 2023, they called it the race of the century. So Ledecky will be trying to edge out. I think there's an Australian woman and then someone else maybe from Great Britain who are all really good. And yeah, you got Xander Schauffele playing in golf. Yep. You got all types of just... Yeah, people you're familiar with, Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, somehow still in there. But Noah Lyles, local guy, Simone Biles, Sha'Carri Richardson, Caleb Dressel. And then, yeah, you're going to learn about other people as well. So I don't want to speak too much and bleed into your break, but I could talk about this all day. Diana Taurasi looking for her sixth gold medal. It would be the most by a woman in Olympic history to win six gold medals in a team sport, currently tied with Sue Bird. I could go on and on.
You certainly could. You are a treasure trove of Olympics information. Pete, it's great to hear from you. We're glad that you're going to be our Paris Olympics correspondent, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll talk next week. And thank you for having me on. I was so happy to make this work. And we'll be in plenty of touch, you guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Have fun over there.
Daily reporting live from France. He's now using words like that and grandeur. He's very fancy.
Last word?
Au revoir means goodbye in French.
Time is it over there right now? One?
Isn't it like 5 hours ahead?
Six, I think.
Well, I think it's 1:20.
Yeah, it's 1:20.
Yeah. So... That's Pete Haley, our Paris Olympics correspondent. Coming up at 7:40, we'll be joined on the fan by Mike McCarthy, senior reporter at Front Office Sports. That's coming up in just about 20 minutes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,